Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Elon Musk
created this Starlink, whatever rocket, and we still use ancient information from our ancient technology that we use. You know, everything that these factions have so-called created is literally a replica of what we already have, something that we already had made years ago, eons ago. And the thing about it, it's not even years, you know. Like you say, you know, the calendar is only in our brain. So let's just stop talking about years ago, because we have to remember one thing. One thing we have to remember: the future, the present, and the past are all together. They're all together in one. All right. Even though it may seem like something was had happened long ago, it hadn't happened that long ago. All right. Because the past is closer to us than what we could ever imagine. Right? You hear that? The past is closer to us than what we could ever imagine. I remember seeing pictures of these Saxons holding up pterodactyls. When they invaded, they killed those creatures. And then they told us that, oh, these are dinosaurs. These were dragons. These are creatures that roamed this area, you know, mostly this area called America, which is Atlantis, which is like that heaven, that heavenly place. And they killed those creatures. And they said, oh, yeah, you know, this dinosaur was from, you know, the crustaceans or whatever age, you know, they make up somebody, so many ages or whatever, they make up these ages. And they say this dinosaur lived so many millions of years ago, when in reality, it would have been, if you were to look at the calendar, it would have been, what, that 200-300 years ago? Which means the bones would have long dried up. I've seen pictures of what they call dinosaur bones, and the head of the creature with a hole in its head, or something wrong with, you know, it's like these Saxons came in and they, you know, killed off a lot of creatures. They destroyed the land, this land here. While we're driving on this concrete and what they call the concrete jungle, while we're driving on it, you know what? This was once vast lands of lush green forests. Some of them were areas where we had extremely powerful temples and towers. You know, something that we've forgotten, something that they made sure we forgot. They made sure that we didn't gain that knowledge, but they made sure we had the knowledge of Jesus. We know who Jesus is, or do we? We know who Allah is, or do we? We know who Jehovah is. No, actually, we don't. Because the only thing they say, oh, Jehovah, it's in the Bible, it's Jehovah. And they pick one part out of the fucked up book called the Bible, saying says his name right there, Jehovah. Like, motherfucker, are you that goddamn dumb? And this is where our people are. Our people are literally that dumb. They don't understand that these Saxons haven't created anything. They haven't done anything spectacular. And we have to be become more diligent and more vigilant in outshining them. This is why we're talking about 100% brain power. This is why we're talking about technology. This is why we're talking about sorcery and wizardry. You know, we were so deep into those different areas that technology, only thing they had to do was come out of us. If those Orientals that they call Native Indians, they're nothing but Orientals. All right? those fucking Native Indians, if they were supposedly so indigenous and so much first to this land, why aren't they not creating technology? And why have we gone back to creating technology as we did before? And you got to remember, technology has nothing to do with a battery, wires, computer base. That's not technology. That's very low-level technology because it operates. It needs a battery to operate on. You remember the technology that we created, it needs a battery. And this is what our ancestors, those who were in the Black Wall Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, those who were in Tulsa, Oklahoma, this is where they were. They had created this powerful technology where the things worked on their own. And that's another thing, the Saxons, they couldn't explain it. See, we had a system here on our realm, on this land here. We had a system. And this system was a self-operating system. The light stayed on all the time. We created light bulbs that would never die out. That's what we created. We created light bulbs that never died. We're talking about lights that have been on for thousands of years with the same bulb. But then these Saxons, they recreated. And then they said, oh, yeah, you know, this is made by GE, and this is made by this, and this is made by this. And they want to act like they created something when in reality they never created anything. They never created anything in reality. All right? You got to understand where they are literally coming from. They're coming from a system of stupidity. They're coming from a system of lies. They're coming from a system of false knowledge. This is where they're coming from. And they want us to believe that they are such great creators and great this and great that. The Constitution? Did they create a Constitution? No. They stole that from us. Originally, it was called the Magna Carta. They stole that from us. All right? Because they don't know how to create anything. And this is who we are, brothers and sisters. We are creators. We're the creators. Even the CIA has documents that says that we, the Atlanteans, we, the so-called African-Americans, we bear the face of God. That's what they say. They know who we are. It's just that our people don't know who we are. And we're so caught up in what society wants and what society desires that we cannot see that, hey, what about us? What do we want? What do we desire? See, we literally are going to have to start. You know, I was talking with a sister and like three or four brothers at work. You know, they worked for a temp agency. And I had to go put my bag in the car because I used to put my bag in the car at certain times. And I was just telling them, talking to them about how, you know, the things that we created, how the cell phones, you know, the brother was talking about the cell phone. I said, brother, you know how old that cell phone is? He said, well, yeah. I said, that cell phone. I said, if you look at the calendar, I said, that cell phone is thousands of years old. So what you mean? I said, bruh, our ancestors created those cell phones. I said, it's written on the walls. It's etched in stone that we already had those cell phones thousands of years ago. And I said, we put it down because we came into a higher technology. I said, he says, what do you mean? I said, we came into a higher technology that we created where we didn't need the cell phone anymore. So he was like, he and his sister was like intrigued. You know, they were really intrigued. So I started explaining to them, you know, how we operated, the things we did or whatever. And they were listening, and the sister said, well, tell me this. I said, tell me. She said, tell me this. She said, why do we just reach out to kill each other so much? I said, sister, we've been trained to do this. I said, we've been mentally trained to kill each other, to hurt each other, to damage each other. And I said, while we're out here running after this Saxon shit, I told her, sister, I said, you know what they're doing? I said, they are shuffling our resources through portals and gateways. And the young brother, he said, gateways and portals are real. He said, I know for a fact. And, you know, he was like in his, you know, probably 19, 20 years old, 20, 21, 22, somewhere around there. And he said, I know for a fact that portals exist. So our people, some of our people have some knowledge, and some of our people are ready to awaken. It's just that they got to have the right spark. And like the one brother at the job, he said, you know, on my ship, Ari, he said, every now and then he works overtime. And he said, you know, on my shelf, he says, I really don't have anyone to talk real knowledge with. He's like, that's why I like coming and working overtime. He said, because I get to talk with you. And he and I get to chit-chat and talk. And he's like, if we can have more of our people to talk about this. He said, you know, we can make some things happen. Said, yeah. Then my buddy Kirk and work and my other buddy Deltro, we were talking and you know Deltro was saying, hey, you say, hey, you know, we can go in Detroit and we can buy up a whole bunch of land in Detroit. He says we can build all types of pyramids and temples, and that's something that he and I were talking about, but he really wants to do it. He said we can build all kind of pyramids and temples or whatever, and he's like. He's like, and then we can bring our people in there and teach them our real history. And I was like, bro, I said, that is epic. I said, that is something that we can really, you know, focus on. This is something that we can do. And he's like, yeah, he said, this is what I've been thinking about a lot. This is just good for us. You know, in a school-like setting, but more like defined with like a pyramid or whatever. And he's like, I want to be able to teach our people real history. You know, how to tap into the energies, how to, you know, and this is something that, you know, he and I had discussed. And then, you know, Kirk joined in. And Kirk said, you know what? He said, that sounds good. He said, that sounds good. But he says, you know what? We have to be able to convince our people that they need us. He said, because if they can't be convinced that they need us, they're not going to be a part of it. And, you know, we were like, you're right. And Kirk was like, altogether, you probably just be wasting your time trying to get our people. He's like, I don't want to get into a place where I don't have any faith in our people. But he's like, the reality is that our people just don't give a fuck. So I was like, bro, you know, I told Kirk, I said, bro, you know, on a grand scale, bro, so you're right. I was like, but it wouldn't take a try. He said, of course it wouldn't take a try. He said, it wouldn't hurt to take a try. So you never know what we do. He said, you might get one or two people. So you might get four. You know, we start laughing or whatever. But the whole thing about this here is that we got to understand our history. And we got to understand that this white man has not, these Saxons, these so-called white people, have not created anything on our planet. They have not. I was talking to the brothers and sisters, I was explaining to them about Black Wall Street And, you know, these are the basic things when I go to talk to our people, I go to our people with a lot of the basic stuff. And I just talk to them about Black Wall Street. And I was talking about how we, our people, you know, it's like, hey, we're going to give closer to these nigga Indians. And I was talking about how, hey, these factors that, you know, bet that we were going to fight and kill each other and they wouldn't have to worry about it because they said that they had already trained us on how to kill each other. All right? That's what they said. So I was telling them how we had already, when we got closer, we got together, we started creating all kind of technology, and I was telling them, you know, how we created the bullet train, and that was Amtrak, you know, that's what they made off of Amtrak, and then you got now the Japanese trying to recreate what we created. I mean, they cannot create anything. They have the templates of everything that we have created, and the only thing they're doing is recreating or regurgitating what we already created. That's what they're doing. All right? So I was telling them how the other countries wanted to invest in us. They were ready to pay big bucks for the technology that we had. You know, that's one thing they left out of the books. They said, you know, these other countries wanted to invest in token. So why do they want to invest in token? Because we had technology. We created intelligence. That's what happened. That's why they wanted to invest in us. That's why they wanted to be a part of Tulsa, you know. They wanted to be a part of Tulsa. They wanted to be a part of this whole thing that we created. And it was, for them, it was for monetary purposes. Oh, we can have this here, we can have this there. And they wanted us to create this stuff for us. And what did the U.S. government do? These Indians cannot outshine us because but Tulsa, they say we're going to get closer to these nigga Indians. That's what they call it, nigga Indians. All right? And they were like, these Indians, we cannot allow them to outshine us. So what they do, they bomb us in the middle of the night. All right? That's where the Gap Band came from. We got that from, you know, you got the bomb on me. You know, the three streets, the three streets that got blown up the most, and how they sent the military in to kill up our people, and our people were fighting back. Don't think we were just sitting up and not doing anything. We were fighting back. We were shooting guns, too. They're not going to talk about the loss of their people, but we did lose over 5,000 of our people, and they shut down Tulsa, and they took all of the technology that we had, and they bombed us. They had the Air Force, the United States Air Force, fly over and drop bombs on us. All right? This is how these factors work. This is why we got to get back into creating weapons. But you have to remember that our weapons that we create must work with nature, which means that you have to advance your mind. That's the whole point. You've got to advance your mind. We are the creators. All right? You have to advance your mind. You have no other choice but to advance your mind. You have no other choice but to plug in to that infinite knowledge. Just you have no other choice. All right? Because these factors haven't created anything. And we gotta get back to creating. This is why we're talking about 100% brain power. You know? Opening up that brain power so that you can literally just flood the level of reality with everything that is about you. All right? These guys have created a thing. Like, you know, watching, what's that? I was watching, what was that? I forget. But they were like, only thing these factors have ever created was the patent office so they could fill out stuff. And that's the only thing they have ever created. There's a patent office, and then they steal our stuff, and then they recreate it. And then our people are running after what these facts has created. Oh, the new iPhone is coming out. Oh, the new Samsung is coming out. Be like, why are you running after that? Why are you not trying to figure out how we created it? And this is something that I ponder sometimes. I sort of ponder sometimes on how do we create it, how do we create it. But what I do know is we created it and we were able to talk. But the what you call the cellular phones, and why did you call it cellular phone? Because it operated on this on a cellular level. And literally the atoms of your body, the cells within your body were able to link into this system. And we were able to communicate with other brothers and sisters even long distances away. But these actions made sure that they put a cap on the radio station so that we would not be able to tap into other radio stations. I remember I had a device one time, and it had like freaking 150 different radio stations. And I lost that. I lost it over the years, just moving over the years, and I lost it. I'm like, dang. But, you know, we can recreate this. We can do this, brother and sister. It's just that we literally got to apply ourselves. But for the most part, these factions have not created anything. They have not created anything. And they will never create anything because they don't have the soul. They don't have the soul power. All right? They don't have the soul power. They will never create anything of a great value as we can do. So something for you all to think about, guys. All right? I'll catch you guys later. I'll bow to the Mercy Chakra for Lester and Dudley.
All right, guys. Royalty, royalty, royalty. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Motivational Classroom on Hanson Awareness Radio. This, as you guys know, is Coach Lucas Seven Oracle, most also known as Ethan Boyd. And guys, this is going to be a continuation of the book that we had started yesterday, the book of the month, The Embroke Tablets, right? So, thank you guys for listening. The video credits, again, it's going to be in the show notes to everything that I feature into my podcast, okay? So we are on, let's see. Okay. So we are on Emerald Tablet 3, okay? So, and guys, if you guys want the book for yourself or your own personal PDF library, I do want to let you know that I have it on PDF. So please email the podcast, Enhancement Awareness Radio, at gmail.com. My link tree is going to be utilized in the show notes, guys. So please email me if you would like the Emerald Tablet on PDF. I would definitely give it out to you guys for free. All right, guys. It's about self-education, okay? Self-education, guys. If you want to check the archives out, please go back into the history and listen to shows. You know, Enhancing Awareness Radio got revamped in 2019. It's been around since 2013, but it got revamped in 2019 with a great, great cast, if you will. You know what I mean? We did great. We're doing great things, you know. So go back and check out the archives, guys. I love, you guys know, I love Remedy H, Brother Wisdom on YouTube. Go like and subscribe to his channel, guys. Cosmic Updates, he's great for that. But, you know, when he says, there's one thing that I spoke years ago, and it was, you know, the black man, rather, you know what I'm saying? We're of course, you know, we're getting away from identifying ourselves as colors and all this stuff, but our golden beings or our golden selves, right, our godlike selves, however you want to slice it, guys, just know that you're royalty. That's what I like to say, okay? So, in our royal essence, if you will, you know, we know that we are great beings, you know, beyond measure. You know what I mean? So we're getting back to that. And I spoke years ago. Yeah, that's what I was at. I spoke years ago, and I said, you know, the male. You know, I said we are going to heal. You know, I said we're going to heal. We're going to, you know, take our power back, and we're going to, you know what I'm saying, like, we are going to know that we matter, and we are going to start speaking up and knowing our worth. And I'll be damned. It happened. You know what I mean? And I was like, you know, big life. You know, even for our men, I saw a lot of our people and a lot of our women, 90% of our women speaking down on the black men. And I'm like, no, that's not how it goes. And, you know, like when one person started doing it, it started taking a domino effect. And I am amazed to say that I have started seeing a lot of men heal, but they start healing in their own way. I say that to say I love what Brother Wilson brought up about how, you know, really our people don't give a fuck. A lot of our people don't give a fuck. The root of that is money and power. You know what I mean? And it's just, that's just what that is. And it's like, you know, long as most have a place in the stew pot, really can care less about the next person. And that's just what it is. So we come to that, and, you know, the cosmic order definitely cleaning stuff up when it comes to that. So that's something that just has to clear itself out, right? I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean that in the in a balanced way. So anyway, guys, getting back to knowing the essence and the roots of, and the beauty and, you know, and the royalty that we are is what this podcast is about. You know, the Emerald Tablet is definitely a guidebook, you know, to what happened, you know, and just wisdom and intellect on level. So this is why we're doing the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, the Atlantean. Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and continue on this and, you know, and then close out. Please join me every weekend, guys, Motivation Classroom and or Spiritual Soul Sunday, guys. I do them interchangeably depending on the podcast. I think next week I want to do, Sister Mara had came on Brother Richard's platform, and since I haven't listened to it because you guys know I love learning and getting information live, you know what I'm saying? Well, not live, but with you guys, that's what I'm about, you know, just one big motivational classroom is what Enhanced and Awareness Radio is, all right? So, all right, guys, we'll go ahead and get into it, and I'll be back to close out.
The Atlantean, give of my wisdom, give of my knowledge, give of my power. Freely I give to the children of men. Give that they, too, might have wisdom to shine through the world from the veil of the night. Wisdom is power, and power is wisdom. One with each other, perfecting the whole, be thou not proud, O man, in thy wisdom. Discourse with the ignorant, as well as the wise. If one comes to thee full of knowledge, listen and heed, for wisdom is all. Keep thou not silent when evil is spoken for truth, like the sunlight shines above all. He who oversteppeth the law shall be punished. For only through law comes the freedom of men. Cause thou not fear, for fear is a bondage, a fetter that binds the darkness to men. Follow thine heart during thy lifetime. Do thou more than is commanded of thee. When thou hast gained riches, follow thou thine heart, for all these are of no avail, if thine heart be weary. Diminish thou not the time of following thine heart. It is abhorred of the soul. They that are guided go not astray, but they that are lost cannot find a straight path. If thou go among men, make for thyself love, the beginning and end of the heart. If one cometh unto thee for counsel, let him speak freely, that the thing for which he hath come to thee may be done. If he hesitates to open his heart to thee, it is because thou, the judge, doeth wrong. Repeat thou not extravagant speech, neither listen thou to it, for it is the utterance of one not in equilibrium. Speak thou not of it, so that he before thee may know wisdom. Silence is of great profit. An abundance of speech profiteth nothing. Exalt not thine heart above the children of men, lest it be brought lower than the dust. If thou be great among men, be honored for knowledge and gentleness. If thou seekest to know the nature of a friend, ask not his companion, but pass a time alone with him. debate with him, testing his heart by his words and his bearing. That which goeth into the storehouse must come forth, and the things that are thine must be shared with a friend. Knowledge is regarded by the fool as ignorance, and the things that are profitable are to him hurtful. He liveth in death. It is therefore his food. The wise man lets his heart overflow, but keeps silent his mouth. O man, list to the voice of wisdom, list to the voice of light. Mysteries there are in the cosmos that unveiled fill the world with their light. But he who would be free from the bonds of darkness first divine the material from the immaterial, the fire from the earth. For know ye that as earth descends to earth, so also fire ascends unto fire and becomes one with fire. He who knows the fire that is within himself shall ascend unto the eternal fire and dwell in it eternally. Fire, the inner fire, is the most potent of all force, for it overcometh all things and penetrates to all things of the earth. It supports himself only on that which resists. So earth must resist man, else he existeth not. Eyes do not see with the same vision. For to one an object appears of one form and color, and to a different eye of another. So also the infinite fire, changing from color to color, is never the same from day to day. Thus speak I, thought, of my wisdom, for a man is a fire burning bright through the night, never is quenched in the veil of the darkness, never is quenched by the veil of the night. Into men's hearts I looked by my wisdom, found them not free from the bondage of strife. Free from the toils, thy fire, O my brother, lest it be buried in the shadow of night. Hark ye, O man, and list to this wisdom. Where do name and form cease? Only in consciousness, invisible, an infinite source of radiance bright. The forms that ye create by brightening day vision are truly effects that follow thy cause. Man is a star bound to a body, until in the end he is free through his strife. Only by struggle and toiling thy utmost shall the star within thee bloom out into new life. He who knows the commencement of all things, free is his star from the realm of the night. Remember, O man, that all which exists is only another form of that which exists not. Everything that has being is passing into yet another being, and thou thyself are not an exception. Consider the law, for all is law. Seek not that which is not of the law, for such exists only in the illusions of the senses. Wisdom cometh to all her children, even as they come unto wisdom. All through the ages, the light has been hidden. Awake, O man, and be wise. Deep in the mysteries of life have I traveled, seeking and searching for that which is hidden. Ye, O man, and be wise. Far beneath the earth crust in the halls of Amenti, mysteries I saw that are hidden from men. Have I journeyed the deep hidden passage, looked on the light that is life among men. There, neath the flowers of life ever living, searched I the hearts and the secrets of men. Found I that man is but living in darkness, light of the great fire is hidden within. Before the lords of hidden Amenti, learned I the wisdom I give unto men. Masters are they of the great secret wisdom, bought from the future of infinity's end. Seven are they, the lords of Amenti, overlords they of the children of morning, sons of the cycles, masters of wisdom. Formed are not they as the children of men. 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9 are the titles of the masters of men. Far from the future, formless yet forming, came they as teachers for the children of men. Live they forever, yet not of the living, bound not to life and yet free from death. Rule they forever with infinite wisdom, bound yet not bound to the dark halls of death. Life they have in them, yet life that is not life, free from all the wars of the all. Forth from them came forth the Logos, instruments they of the power over all. Vast is their countenance, yet hidden in smallness, formed by a forming, known yet unknown. Three holds the key of all hidden magic, binding the souls of the children of men, sending the darkness, binding the soul force, director of negative, to the children of men. Four is he who loses the power, lord he of life to the children of men. Light is his body, flame is his countenance, freer of souls to the children of men. Five is the master, the lord of all magic, key to the word that resounds among men. Six is the lord of light, the hidden pathway, path of the souls of the children of men. Seven is he who is lord of the vastness, master of space and the key of the times. Eight is he who orders the progress, weighs and balances the journey of men. Nine is the Father, vast he of countenance, forming and changing from out of the formless. Meditate on the symbols I give thee. Keys are they, though hidden from men. Reach ever upward, O soul of the morning. Turn thy thoughts upward to light and to life. Find in the keys of the numbers I bring thee, light on the pathway from life unto life. Seek ye with wisdom, turn thy thoughts inward. Close not thy mind to the flower of light. Place in thy body a thought-formed picture. Think of the numbers that lead thee to life. Clear is the pathway to he who has wisdom. Open the door to the kingdom of light. Pour forth thy flame as a sun of the morning. Shut out the darkness and live in the day. Take thee, old man, as part of thy being, the seven who are, but are not as they seem. Opened, O man, have I my wisdom. Follow the path in the way I have led. Masters of wisdom, son of the morning light and life to the children of men. Emerald Tablet 4, The Spaceborn. Ye, O man, to the voice of wisdom, list to the voice of Thoth, the Atlantean. Freely I give to thee of my wisdom, gathered from the time and space of this cycle, master of mysteries, son of the morning, living forever, a child of the light, shining with brightness, star of the morning, both the teacher of men is of all. Long time ago, I, in my childhood, lay neath the stars on long-buried Atlantis, dreaming of mysteries far above men. Then in my heart grew there a great longing to conquer the pathway that led to the stars. Year after year, I sought after wisdom, seeking new knowledge, following the way, until at last my soul, in great travail, broke from its bondage and bounded away. Free was I from the bondage of earthmen. Free from the body, I flashed through the night. Unlocked at last for me was the star space. Free was I from the bondage of night. Now to the end of space sought I wisdom, far beyond knowledge, a finite man. Far into space my soul traveled freely into infinity's circle of light. Strange beyond knowledge were some of the planets, great and gigantic, beyond dreams of men. Yet found I law in all of its beauty, working through and among them, as here among men. Flashed forth my soul through infinity's beauty, far through space I flew with my thoughts. Rested I there on a planet of beauty, Strains of harmony filled all the air. Shapes there were, moving in order, great and majestic as stars in the night. Mounting in harmony, ordered equilibrium, symbols of the cosmic, like unto law. Many of the stars I passed in my journey, many the races of men on their worlds, some reaching high as stars of the morning, some falling low in the blackness of night. Each and all of them struggling upward, gaining the heights and plumbing the depths, moving at times in realms of brightness, living through darkness, gaining the light. Know, O man, that light is thine heritage. Know that darkness is only a veil. Sealed in thy heart is brightness eternal, waiting the moment of freedom to conquer, waiting to rend the veil of the night. Some I found who had conquered the ether, free of space were they, while yet they were men. Using the force that is the foundation of all things, far in space constructed they a planet, drawn by the force that flows through the all, condensing, coalescing the ether into forms that grew as they willed. Outstripping in science, they, all of the races, mighty in wisdom, sons of the stars. Long time I paused, watching their wisdom, saw them create from out of the ether cities gigantic of rose and gold, formed forth from the primal element, base of all matter, the ether far flung. Far in the past, they had conquered the ether, freed themselves from the bondage of toil, formed in their mind only a picture, and swiftly created, it grew. Forth then, my soul sped throughout the cosmos, seeing ever new things and old, learning that man is truly spaceborn, a son of the sun, a child of the stars. Know ye, O man, whatever from ye inhabit, surely it is one with the stars. Thy bodies are nothing but planets revolving around their central suns. When ye have gained the light of all wisdom, free shall ye be to shine in the ether, one of the suns that light outer darkness, one of the space-born grown into light. Just as the stars in time lose their brilliance, light passing from them into the great source, so, O man, the soul passes onward, leaving behind the darkness of night. Formed forth ye from the primal ether, filled with the brilliance that flows from the source, bound by the ether coalesced around, yet ever it flames until at last it is free. Lift up your flame from out of the darkness, fly from the night and ye shall be free. Traveled I through space-time, knowing my soul at last was set free, knowing that now might I pursue wisdom, until at last I passed to a plane, hidden from knowledge, known not to wisdom, extension beyond all that we know. Now, O man, when I had this knowing, happy my soul grew, for now I was free. Listen ye, space-born, lift to my wisdom, know ye not that ye too will be free. List ye again, O man, to my wisdom, that hearing ye too might live and be free. Not of the earth are ye, earthy, but child of the infinite cosmic light. Know ye not, O man, of your heritage? Know ye not ye are truly the light? Son of the great sun, when ye gain wisdom, truly aware of your kinship with light, now to ye I give knowledge, freedom to walk in the path I have trod, showing ye truly how by my striving I trod the path that leads to the stars. Hark ye, O man, and know of thy bondage. Know how to free thyself from the toils. Out of the darkness shall ye rise upward, one with the light and one with the stars. Follow ye ever the path of wisdom. Only by this can ye rise from below. Other man's destiny leads him onward into the curves of infinity's all. Know ye, O man, that all space is ordered. Only by order are you one with the all. Order and balance are the law of the cosmos. Follow and you shall be one with the all. He who would follow the pathway of wisdom, open must be to the flower of life, extending his consciousness out of the darkness, flowing through time and space in the all. Deep in the silence, first ye must linger, until at last ye are free from desire, free from the longing to speak in the silence. Conquer by silence the bondage of words. Abstaining from eating until we have conquered desire for food, that is bondage of soul. Then lie ye down in the darkness. Close ye your eyes from the rays of the light. Center thy soul force in the place of thine consciousness, shaking it free from the bonds of the night. Place in thy mind, place the image thou desirest. Picture the place thou desirest to see. Vibrate back and forth with thy power. Loosen the soul from out of its night. Fiercely must thou shake with all of thy power, until at last thy soul shall be free. Mighty beyond words is the flame of the cosmic, hanging in planes, unknown to man. Mighty and balanced, moving in order, music of harmonies far beyond man. Speaking with music, singing with color, flame from the beginning of eternity's all. Spark of the flame art thou, O my children, burning with color and living with music. Listen to the voice, and thou shalt be free. Consciousness free is fused with the cosmic, one with the order and woe of the all. Read ye not man, that out of the darkness light shall flame forth, a symbol of all. Pray ye this prayer for attaining or wisdom. Pray for the coming of light to the all. Spirit of light that shines through the cosmos, draw my flame closer in harmony to thee. Lift up my fire from out of the darkness, magnet of fire that is one with the all. Lift up my soul, thou might and potent. Child of the light, turn not away. Draw me in power to melt in thy furnace. One with all things and all things in one, fire of the life strain, and one with the brain. When ye have freed thy soul from its bondage, know that for ye the darkness is gone. Ever through space ye may seek wisdom, bound not by fetters forged in the flesh. Onward and upward into the morning, free flash, O soul, to the realms of light. Move thou in order, move thou in harmony, freely shalt move with the children of light. Seek ye and know ye my key of wisdom. Thus, O man, ye shall surely be free. Emerald Tablet 5, The Dweller of Unal. Oft dream I of buried Atlantis, lost in the ages that have passed into night. Aeon on aeon thou existed in beauty, a light shining through the darkness of night. Mighty in power, ruling the earth-born, lord of the earth in Atlantis' day. King of the nations, master of wisdom, light through Suntal, keeper of the way, dwelt in his temple, the master of Unal of the earth in Atlantis' day. Master he, from a cycle beyond us, living in bodies as one among men, not as the earth-born, he from beyond us, son of a cycle, advanced beyond men. Know ye, O man, that Horlet, the master, was never one with the children of men. Far in the past, time when Atlantis first grew as a power, appeared there one with the key of wisdom, showing the way of light to all. Showed he to all men the path of attainment, way of the light that flows among men, mastering darkness, leading the man's soul upward to heights that were one with the light, divided the kingdoms, he into sections. 10 were they, ruled by children of men. Upon another built he a temple, built but not by the children of men. Out of the ether called he its substance, molded and formed by the power of Itilon, into the forms he built with his mind. Mile upon mile it covered the island, space upon space it grew in its might, black yet not black, but dark like the space-time, deep in its heart the essence of light. Swiftly the temple grew into being, molded and shaped by the word of the dweller, called from the formless into a form. Builded he then, within it, great chambers, filled them with forms called forth from the ether, filled them with wisdom called forth by his mind. Formless was he within his temple, yet was he formed in the image of men, dwelling among them, yet not of them, strange and far different was he from the children of men. Chose he then from among the people three who became his gateway. Choose he the three from the highest to become his links with Atlantis. Messengers they who carried his counsel to the kings of the children of men. Brought he forth others and taught them wisdom, teachers they to the children of men. Placed he them on the island of Undal to stand as teachers of light to men. Each of those who were thus chosen, taught must he be for years 5 and 10. Only thus could he have understanding to bring light to the children of men. There came into being the temple, a dwelling place for the master of men. I, Thoth, have ever sought wisdom, searching in darkness and searching in light. Long in my youth I traveled the pathway, seeking ever new knowledge to gain, until, after much striving, one of the three to me brought the light. Brought he to me the commands of the dweller, called me from the darkness into the light. Brought he me before the dweller, deep in the temple before the great fire. There on the great throne beheld I, the dweller, clothed with the light and flashing with fire. Down I knelt before that great wisdom, feeling the light flowing through me in waves. Heard I then the voice of the dweller. O darkness, come into the light. Long have ye sought the pathway to light. Each soul on earth that loosens its fetters shall soon be made free from the bondage of might. Forth from the darkness have ye arisen, closer approached the light of your goal. Here ye shall dwell as one of my children, keeper of records gathered by wisdom, instrument thou of the light from beyond, ready by thou made to do what is needed, preserver of wisdom through the ages of darkness that shall come fast on the children of men. Live thee here and drink of all wisdom, secrets and mysteries unto thee shall unveil. Then answered I, the master of cycles, saying, O light that descended to men, give thou to me of thy wisdom, that I might be a teacher of men. Give thou of thy light, that I may be free. Spoke then to me again the master, age after age shall ye live through your wisdom. I, when o'er Atlantis the ocean waves roll, holding the light, though hidden in darkness, ready to come whenever thou shalt call. Go thee now and learn greater wisdom. Grow thou through light to infinities all. Long then dwelt I in the temple of the dweller, until at last I was one with the light. Followed I then the path to the star plains. Followed I then the pathway to light. Deep into earth's heart I followed the pathway. learning the secrets below as above, learning the pathway to the halls of Amenti, learning the law that balances the word. To Earth's hidden chambers pierced I by my wisdom, deep through the Earth's crust, into the pathway, hidden for ages from the children of men, unveiled before me ever more wisdom until I reached a new knowledge, found that all is part of an all, great and yet greater than all that we know. Searched I infinity's heart through all the ages, deep and yet deeper, more mysteries I found. Now, as I look back through the ages, know I that wisdom is boundless, ever grown greater throughout the ages. One with infinity is greater than all. Light there was in ancient Atlantis, yet darkness too was hidden in all. Fell from the light into the darkness, some who had risen to heights among men. Proud they became because of their knowledge. Proud were they of their place among men. Deep delved they into the forbidden, opened the gateway that led below, sought they to gain ever more knowledge, but seeking to bring it up from below. He who descends below must have balance, as he is bound by lack of our light. Opened by them, by their knowledge, pathways forbidden to man. But in his temple, all-seeing, the dweller lay in his Aguanti, while through Atlantis his soul roamed free. Saw he the Atlanteans, by their magic, opening the gateway that would bring to earth a great woe. Fast fled his soul, then, back to his body. Up he rose from his Aglanti. Called he the three mighty messengers, gave the commands that shattered the world. Deep beneath earth's crust to the halls of Amenti, swiftly descended the dweller. Called he then on the powers the seven lords wielded, changed the earth's balance. Down sank Atlantis beneath the dark waves, shattered the gateway that had been opened, shattered the doorway that led down below. All of the islands were shattered except Enol, and part of the island of the sons of the dweller. Preserved he them to be the teachers. Lights on the path for those to come after, lights for the lesser children of men. Called he then, I, both, before him, gave me commands for all I should do, saying, take thou, O thought, all of your wisdom. Take all your records. Take all your magic. Go thou forth as a teacher of men. Go thou forth serving the records until in time light grows among men. Light shalt thou be all through the ages, hidden yet found by enlightened men. Over all earth, give me ye power, free thou to give or take it away. Gather thou now the sons of Atlantis, take them and flee to the people of the rock caves, fly to the land of the children of Chem. Then gathered I the sons of Atlantis into the spaceship and brought all my records, brought the records of sunken Atlantis, gathered I all of my powers, instruments, many of mighty magic. Up then we rose on wings of the morning, high we arose above the temple, leaving behind the three and dweller. Deep in the halls, beneath the temple, closing the pathway to the lords of the cycles. Yet ever to him who has knowing, open shall be the path to Amenti. Fast fled we then on the wings of the morning, fled to the land of the children of Chem. There, by my power, I conquered and ruled them. Raised I to light the children of Chem. Deep beneath the rocks, I buried my spaceship, waiting the time when man might be free. Over the spaceship, erected a marker in the form of a lion, yet like unto man. There, beneath the image, rests my spaceship. forth to be brought when need shall arise. Know ye, O man, that far in the future invaders shall come from out of the deep. Then awake, ye who have wisdom. Bring forth my ship and conquer with ease. Deep beneath the image lies my secret. Search and find in the pyramid I built. Each to the other is the keystone, each the gateway that leads into life. Follow the key I leave behind me. Seek, and the doorway to life shall be thine. Seek thou in my pyramid, deep in the passage that ends in a wall. Use thou the key of the seven, and open to thee the pathway will fall. Now unto thee I have given my wisdom. Now unto thee I have given my way. Follow the pathway. Solve thou my secrets. Unto thee I have shown the way. Emerald Tablet 6, the Key of Magic. Hark ye, O man, to the wisdom of magic. Hark the knowledge of powers forgotten. Long ago, in the days of the first man, warfare began between darkness and light. Man, then as now, were filled with both darkness and light, and while in some darkness held sway, in other light filled the soul. I, age old in this warfare, the eternal struggle between darkness and light, fiercely it is fought all through the ages, using strange powers hidden to man. Adepts has there been filled with the blackness, struggling always against the light. But others there are who, filled with brightness, have ever conquered the darkness of night. Wherever ye may be, in all ages and plain, surely ye shall know of the battle with night. Long ages ago, the sons of the morning, descending, found the world filled with night. There in that past begun the struggle, the age-old battle, darkness and light. Many in the time were so filled with darkness that only feebly flamed the light from the night. Some they were masters of darkness who sought to fill all with their darkness, sought to draw others into their night. Fiercely withstood they, the masters of brightness, fiercely fought they from the darkness of night, sought ever to tighten the fetters, the chains that bind men to the darkness of night. Used they always the dark magic, brought into men by the power of darkness, magic that enshrouded man's soul of darkness. Banded together as an order, brothers of darkness, they through the ages, antagonist they to the children of men, walked they always secret and hidden, found, yet not found by the children of man. Forever they walked and worked in darkness, hiding from the light the darkness of night. Silently, secretly used they their power, enslaving and binding the soul of men. Seen they come, and unseen they go. Man in his ignorance called them from below. Dark is the way of the dark brothers travel, dark of the darkness, not of the night. Traveling o'er earth, they walk through man's dreams. Power they have gained from the darkness around them, to call other dwellers from out of their plane, in ways that are dark and unseen by man. Into man's mind space reach the dark brothers. Around it they close the veil of their night. There through its lifetime that soul dwells in bondage, bound by the fetters of the veil of the night. Mighty are they in the forbidden knowledge, forbidden because it is one with the night. Hark ye, old man, and listen to my warning. Be ye free from the bondage of night. Surrender not your soul to the brothers of darkness. Keep thy face ever turned towards the light. Know ye not, O man, that your sorrow only has come through the veil of the night? I, man, heed ye my warning. Strive ever upward. Turn your soul toward the light. The brothers of darkness seek for their brothers those who travel the pathway of light. For well knows they that those who have traveled far towards the sun in their pathway of light have great and yet greater power to bind them with darkness, the children of light. With me, O man, to he who comes to you, will weigh and balance if his words be of light. For many there are who walk in dark brightness, and yet are not the children of light. Easy it is to follow their pathway, easy to follow the path that they lead. But yet, O man, heed ye my warning. Light comes only to him who strives. Hard is the pathway that leads to the wisdom. Hard is the pathway that leads to the light. Many shall ye find the stones in your pathway, many the mountains to climb toward the light. Yet know ye, O man, to him that overcometh, free will he be of the pathway of light. For ye know, O man, in the end light must conquer, and darkness and night be banished from light. Listen, O man, and heed ye this wisdom. Even as darkness, so is the light. When darkness is banished and all veils are rendered, out there shall flash from the darkness the light. Even as exist among men the dark brothers, so there exists the brothers of light. Antagonists, they of the brothers of darkness, seeking to free men from the night. Powers have they, mighty and potent. Knowing the law, the planets obey. Work they ever in harmony and order, freeing the man soul from its bondage of night. Secret and hidden walk they also. Known not are they to the children of men. Ever have they fought the dark brothers, conquered and conquering time without end. Yet always light shall in the end be master, driving away the darkness of night. I, man, know ye this knowing, always beside thee walk the children of light. Masters they of the sun power, ever unseen yet the guardians of men. Open to all is their pathway, open to he who will walk in the light. Free are they of dark Amenti, free of the halls where life reigns supreme. Sons are they and lords of the morning, children of light to shine among men. Like man are they, and yet are unlike, never divided were they in the past. One have they been in oneness eternal, throughout all space since the beginning of time. Up did they come in oneness with the All One, up from the first space, formed and unformed. Given to man have they the secrets that shall guard and protect him from all harm. He who would travel the path of the Master, free must he be from the bondage of night. Conquer must he the formless and shapeless. Conquer must he the phantom of fear. Knowing must he gain of all the secrets. Travel the pathway that leads to the darkness. Yet ever before him keep the light of his goal. Obstacles great shall he meet in the pathway, yet press on to the light of the sun. Hear ye, O man, the sun is the symbol of the light that shines at the end of thy road. Now to thee give I the secrets, now to meet the dark power, meet and conquer the fear from the night. Only by knowing. Master shall be of the brothers of night. To thee comes a feeling, drawing thee near to the darkened gate, examining thine heart and finding if the feeling thou hast come from the dead. If thou shalt find the darkness in thine own thoughts, then forth in the place of thy mind. Send to thy body a wave of vibration, in regular first and regular second, repeating time after time until free. start the wave force in thy brain center, directed in waves from thine head to thy foot. But if thou findest thine heart is not guided, be sure that a force is directed to thee. Only by knowing can thou overcome it. Only by wisdom can thou hope to be free. Knowledge brings wisdom, and wisdom is power. Attain, and ye shall have power over all. Seek ye first the place bound by darkness. Place ye a circle around about thee. Stand erect in the midst of this circle. Use thou this formula, and you shall be free. Raise thou thine hands to the dark space above thee. Close thou thine eyes, and draw it in the light. Call to the spirit of light through the space-time, using these words, and thou shalt be free. Fill thou my body with spirit of life. Fill thou my body with spirit of light. Come from the flower that shines through the darkness. Come from the halls where the seven lords rule. Name them by name, I, the seven. 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8, 9. By their names I call them to aid me. Free me and save me from the darkness of night. Intanas, Quertus, Chieto, and Goyana, Puerto, Senveta, Ardal. By their names I implore thee, find me from darkness and fill me with light. Know ye, O man, that when ye have done this, ye shall be free from the fetters that bind ye. Cast off the bondage of the brothers of night. See ye not that the names have the power to free by vibration the fetters that bind? Use them at need to free thou thine brother, so that he too may come forth from the night. Use them at need to free thou thine brother, so that he too may come forth from the night. Thou, O man, art thy brother's helper. Let him not lie in the bondage of night. Now unto thee give I my magic. Take it and dwell on the pathway of light. Light unto thee, life unto thee. Sun, may thou be on the cycle above.
Powerful, guys. So that was Emerald Tablet 6, okay? So I have to end, you guys, and I'm not going to do another podcast on this, but definitely in the show notes, guys, you guys can be linked to the Emerald Tablet book. This is definitely a great book for you to have your own classroom writing, your own timing. And also remember that I have this on PDF, guys. If you guys want the free PDF, I have it on PDF for you guys. Please email me at HansonAwarenessRadio@gmail.com. And, excuse me, you can pick up at 1 hour and 22 minutes in. Emerald Tablet 7 is where we left off on that. And, yeah, guys, always, always, always do your own research, guys. And happy May again to you guys. And the Oracle Pool for the weekend was fulfillment, guys. It's about wishes fulfilled, you know, doors being opened, goals being met, you know what I mean? Have you done your spring cleaning, you know what I mean? Spring cleaning is beautiful outside, mostly, when they're not messing with the weather, right? But, yeah, I mean, it's beautiful outside, guys. You can feel the birds, the butterflies are out, the dandelions are planted, you know what I mean? So just have fun with it, and I know you guys will. But royalty, 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 guys, I definitely enjoy these podcasts. Please join me next weekend. I believe I have a motivational classroom. We're going to get into the spiritual narcissist personality and also how narcissism and shape-shifting, you know, plays a part. So that's going to be interesting, guys, for next week. And also on Spiritual Soul Sunday, I think I'm going to use Brother Richard's Sister Mari has came on. And, guys, she is the oracle of the cosmic update, just like Brother Wisdom. But she's the feminine version, right? So I want to play that and listen to that live with you guys. But, yes, guys, love you guys. And until next time.
Find a brand new song before they're gone. Stand up and be strong.